Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, July the 26th, and I'm Margaret.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Brian.
And coming up this week, we've got the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoying this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First up, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 5:13 a.m. and sunset will be at 9:16 p.m. Temperatures are going to start cooler over the next few days at 19 Celsius, 66.2 Fahrenheit, but will increase slightly to a high of 21 Celsius, 69.8 Fahrenheit.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. Do you struggle finding the keyhole when trying to open your front door? If so, there are a couple of strategies that can help. Use a sensor light that shines onto the keyhole, highlighting it, making it easier to see, and then run your hand along the key to ensure you have the correct way up before sliding the key along the lock to find the keyhole. The other technique is to use colour contrast around the keyhole to make it easier to see. Try different strategies to find the one that works best for you. This week's tip has been provided by the Beacon Centre's low vision expert, John Walters. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Avon Rhodes on 01384 889 882 or pop one in the post-it with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. First of all, we have a free music event called Strummer Jam. Strummer Jam is a free music event with 10 bands to raise much needed funds for the Joe Strummer Foundation for new music and the New Hampton Arts Centre. There will also be a breakdance, urban showcase, a fashion catwalk and raffle prizes of very special and unique musical Euphemia to be revealed closer to the day. This event is taking place on August the 19th. Tickets are limited to 200. In this state-of-the-art theatre that bands will be playing in, please only book a ticket if you can definitely attend. They will be highly sought after. For more information, contact Neil Roberts on 07858 054 723 or email neil at engagingimages.org.
Next, we have Sandwell Blooming Lovely, the indoor-outdoor festival, which is taking place from the 26th of July to the 10th of September. The festival is taking place at the Wensbury Museum and Art Gallery, located at Holyhead Road, Wensbury, WS10 7HD. There will be loads of great family fun and entertainment on Thursdays between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. during the school holidays and some great live music and activities for all the family and the grown-ups. More information on all activities that will be taking place during the festival can be found at www.sandwell.gov.uk/joininmuseums.
We then have Black Country Brass at Himley Park. Black Country Brass will be playing a wide range of music from popular classics to pop, both all old and new, along with show music. This is being held on August the 6th, 2:30 to 5 p.m. There will be no admission fee, but car parking charges do apply. For more information, telephone 01384 817 817 or email himley.hall@dudley.gov.uk.
Thank you very much, Margaret and Louise, and now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre. The Independent Living Centre, located in our Sedgley Centre, is open Monday until Friday and has a range of activities to suit your needs. A full day's activities runs between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and our sessions include arts and crafts, a full and varied programme to support continued or new hobbies, health and well-being, tailored physical activity programmes to improve mobility, balance, weight control and falls prevention, technology training from beginners to the more experienced, covering mobile phones, computer tablets and apps. Life skills. Support to learn lost or new skills such as cooking or gardening. We offer two membership packages priced to meet an individual support needs. There's level one, which is for independent people with some escorting, and there's level two, which includes escorting, guiding, pushing in wheelchairs, assistance with food, etc., plus low-level dementia, pad changing and other personal care needs, including toileting. Transport is available to the centre at an additional cost, and lunch, snacks and refreshments can be purchased at our award-winning restaurant and coffee bar. To find out more, call 01902 886 781 or email mrock, that's all one word, M-R-O-C-K, at beaconvision, that is also all one word, beaconvision.org. And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Brian.
Bye-bye from Margaret.
And goodbye from Louise.